The scorpion ritual is a dark and possibly dangerous ritual that is said in some cultures to bring back the dead. Please note that this ritual may fail, and if it does, then the revival will be unsuccessful, and the ritual must be repeated. Do know that you will have to do this ritual within a week of the death of the person, so if you dawdle, then you may not have time. Also note that if you live in a certain part of the world, scorpions may be difficult to obtain. There are no exceptions. Also note that the scorpion must be alive, or the ritual will not work. Ingredients. 1 body. The body must not be embalmed. If possible, steal it before burial services are attempted, or better, kill it yourself. 1 large scorpion. Any from the Bethidia genus will work. The reason that a large scorpion is required is not due to the venom, but due to the stinger's function. 1 bottle of acid. Anything with a pH under 3. It should be noted that if the acid is too strong, it may burn through the body, or it could harm you. 1 alcoholic beverage. This is used to both counteract the acid and as a drink. If you are underage or refuse to drink, then you do not have to drink any. However, you should still bring the beverage. 1 gallon jug full of any flammable liquid. Note, the liquid should not be explosive. If it is, then there is a very high chance of your death. The jug may be a simple milk jug, or a designated jug for the liquid. The exact amount doesn't matter, but you should only take 1 container. A primitive lighting method. Stone and flint, fire drill, or any other that does not involve any advanced lighting method. Matches are not allowed. 1 spear. This can be flint, stone, or simply sharpened wood. You must make it yourself. This will not only be for self-defense, but for the ritual. You may not use iron or any metal. Wrapping the spear in a flammable object is allowed, but it may bring more problems than it solves. Optional, tinder. The fire will be hard to light with such a primitive method. Black powder, dried leaves, or anything will work. There are no limitations. Be sure to use all of it, and remember that nothing electric can be used. Optional torch or lantern. You may use an oil lantern to find your way around in the dark. Electric lanterns or flashlights are not allowed. The oil can also be used as tinder, but the lantern cannot light the fire. Warning. Anything that runs on electricity is strictly forbidden when doing this ritual. All phones, electronic devices, flashlights, or any other machine will not work. This includes cars. Anything running on electricity that is inside the 1 mile radius of the ritual can make the ritual invalid. This means that doing this near a house will make the ritual impossible. However, an abandoned farmhouse may make a great place, but it must have 0 electronic appliances. Gas may work. However, there has been cases where it doesn't. This still applies, even if the appliances are useless. You may, however, keep a car outside of the radius, in case something does go wrong, allowing you instant escape. As many people as you like may watch the ritual, however, only 1 person may stand inside the ring of fire and do the ritual. Also, the more people who watch the ritual, the more who may be in danger, if it is done incorrectly. All watchers must follow the rules of the ritual, which means no cellular or electronic devices from them either. Extra weapons are not allowed for you or any assisting you in the ritual. Only 1 person may have the spear, and nothing else may be used. Makeshift items such as sticks, rocks, or branches that you find within the mile radius may be used in a pinch. Step 1. Collect the body. The body must have died less than a week earlier and cannot be preserved in any way. This excludes lime or other materials to reduce the smell. These are allowed. The cause of death can be anything, as long as most of the body is intact. A missing limb or two is allowed. The age and gender of the person is unimportant. Age 2. Find the spot to do the ritual. Remember the limitations beforehand. You may bring the body to the area by car, but the car must be taken at least a mile away afterwards. It would be much easier to simply take the body by wagon, as these do not break any rules. Step 3. Take all supplies and set them down. Do not light the lantern if you brought one, and take the flammable liquid. Create a circle around yourself and the body. Do not light it yet. Be sure that you have the scorpion in a jar, if you can, and the acid in a separate jar. Make sure the spear is nearby, if possible, slung behind your back using a holster. Step 4. Take one sip of the drink. Do not drink much. Toast the drink to the sky. Do not say anything. Smile. It will make him happier. This is optional. If you do not want to drink, simply skip this step. Step 5. Lay the body out. Palms up and hands rested on the heart. Place the scorpion into the cupped hands of the body. Then pour the rest of the acidic drink into the hands of the body. It does not matter if it spills out, just that most of the drink is pooled. If the scorpion has crawled out, reposition it. Then, using your spear, lightly poke an area in the hands of the body. If you do it right, the scorpion will instinctively sting the hand. You must keep doing this until the scorpion stings once. If you must, force the sting using your hands, but be careful. Step 7. Light the fire. This may be a difficult process, made more difficult by the fact that the scorpion cannot move from the cupped hands of the body. If you would like, you can do this before you release the scorpion, but it is suggested the other way around. As soon as the fire lights, stand back. Do not allow the fire to touch the body. Let it surround you completely. Beware of asphyxiation by smoke. Step 8. As soon as the fire has completely surrounded you, immediately pour the acid directly onto the scorpion. This will kill the scorpion, and likely counteract the alcohol. Wait. Keep standing. Do not sit. Do not attempt to leave the circle. If you have any friends, this will be the last chance for them to leave, until the ritual has begun. Step 9. Take a few moments. The area that you drop the acid will pool black. At this moment, you must take the spear and stab it into the area the liquid has originated. If you have trouble identifying the origin, stab multiple places. Step 10. As soon as you do this, the corpse will suddenly shake. Put the spear back. The corpse will begin to rise. As it does, the fire surrounding you will lower. The moment the corpse is on its feet, the fire will die, leaving you in the dark. Run. Step 11, escape. As soon as the corpse has risen, it will take full control over its body. The dead do not like being woken, and they will likely attack. You may attempt to fight it, but the only way to kill the beast is to directly hit into the area where the poison was placed, the place the scorpion stung. You will continue to bleed black slowly. If you get a direct hit, you will penetrate the area. You may be able to kill the beast, however, with such a primitive and flimsy weapon, you will have extreme difficulty doing this. There are two other ways to escape the dead. The first is to simply leave the mile radius and escape. The body will be able to leave the radius, however, as it is not a barrier for him too. It will likely chase you for the rest of your life, until it is ended, or you are ended. The second is to hide. The dead fear the light. It is the last thing they saw when they died. Fire will likely not scare them, however, sunlight may. If you can hide the rest of the night, a good idea would be to do this ritual less than an hour before sunrise. Then you might be able to scare off the beast. Attacking the body is not suggested at any time, unless you can possibly kill the body within a minute of reanimation. The longer they are alive, the angrier they will get at being alive. The dead are known to be physically weak, but fast, and able to regenerate small wounds. If you have any friends who watch the ritual, be sure to account for them the next day. Even though they did not help you bring the body back, the body may still show rage for them. Anyone who is not found by the next day will likely have been killed. The reanimated are known to show cannibalistic properties, oftentimes violently ripping apart their victim. There are some stories of, although rare, the people killed by the dead being given the same curse and coming back to life themselves. They will assist in the hunt for you. If one of your friends is wounded, but comes back from the ritual, they may in fact be a slave to the body you brought back, and they will attack you in secret. And one last thing. If you happen to feel an odd fear of arachnids after the ritual, immediate suicide is suggested.